Long before the birth of this nation, this seaport was building the ships that would create a stream of commerce from England to the colonies and to the West Indies and beyond. It was a unique blend of agriculture and shipbuilding that helped this place flourish over a span of four centuries. The American Countryside returns after this.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
When I grow up, I want to be a glass countertop in a new home.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's best birthday present.
When I grow up, I want to be a football stadium.
When I grow up, I want to be a warm fleece on a cold day.
When I grow up, I want to be a fancy backsplash.
When I grow up, I want to be a bike that races around the country.
When I grow up, I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I want to be a rocking chair on
when
a sunny
I grow up,
porch.
I want to be a skyscraper.
I want to be a...
I want to be a...
I want to be
a...
I
want to
be
a...
I
want to
be
a...
I
want
to be a...
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. A public service advertisement brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Bill Peterson is the senior curator at the Mystic Seaport, a place that preserves the shipbuilding history along the Mystic River in southeastern Connecticut.
There were small sloops and schooners, brigs, barks, ships, steam vessels, yachts, you name it. It was all being constructed here on the Mystic River at one time or another. I can't express how busy it was, particularly during the mid-19th century.
Shipbuilding here dates back to the early 1600s. Peterson says it was a tie between agriculture and shipbuilding that created an economic boom.
It all sort of came to an end during the Civil War, but then there was a great demand for steam vessels, and the Mystic shipbuilders were probably the most prolific during the Civil War in New England in building steam vessels. We know of 56 steamers that were launched here on the Mystic River during the Civil War time period, and that's more vessels than even other places like Boston and Portsmouth, New Hampshire.
After the Civil War, shipbuilding declined. The exception was a small bony fish called the menhaden, a fish that made a big impact on the local economy.
They would bring in these large cargoes of fish and bring them to shore factories that have dotted the shoreline around here. They were actually boiled, and that would get the oil out. The oil would come to the surface, and it would be scooped out and skimmed out, and then they'd boil them again and get more oil out of them. And finally, the fish would just be put in these big presses, and that would get the final drop of oil out of the fish.
The oil was used as a lubricant and as an ingredient in other products such as paint thinner. Today, Mystic Seaport Museum helps recount the importance of this place to the nation. Traveling the countryside in Mystic, Connecticut, I'm Andrew McCrae.